You're listening to SBS News.
Growing up, Sakay Trace Hlang never dreamed she'd become a dental nurse. As a member of Myanmar's ethnic minority Karen population, she spent the first 12 years of her life in a refugee camp on the Thai-Myanmar border.
Every day is just like that. I hardly went out outside the camp because I was told it was not safe. I really love Bendigo. It's very multicultural. There's a lot of people and I have a lot of friends. I had good community.
Miss Hlang has called Bendigo home since just after she arrived in Australia 9 years ago. She's now among several Karen refugees working at Bendigo's dental health service. Also displaced by the conflict in Myanmar, Nay Chi Ong arrived with his family in 2011.
When we were in Burma, most of us live in a small village, so we tend to prefer, you know, regional or countryside than metro area.
It was education, work and services that enabled Mr. Ong, his mother and brothers to give back to the community. He now works as an interpreter and settlement caseworker.
So I think we choose Bendigo as a destination because it's very friendly, welcoming, and we have great community here in Bendigo. Not just our own, also other broader communities be very accepting. People find employment here. That's the biggest attraction for our Korean community. We have so many people working really hard. Settle down, buy a home here.
Since 2007, Karen refugees have been steadily settling in the former gold rush town of Bendigo, northwest of Melbourne. Team manager at Bendigo Community Health Services, Kay Graves, says they're now part of the region's fabric.
All of our people of refugee background are working in where there are job shortages. They're also contributing and building our capacity in other job areas. Well, people are thriving here. They're working, they're studying, they're playing sport. We've got the best soccer players.
Over 10 years, they've grown from fewer than a dozen to more than 1,000 today. Commissioned by AIM Settlement Services, a Deloitte report has found the Karen community has injected almost $70 million into Bendigo's economy, creating almost 200 new jobs. At a time the federal government is flagging a cut to Australia's migrant intake, Community Engagement Officer at AIM Settlement Services, Laurie Knoll, says Bendigo represents the long-term success of migrant settlements.
There's also been a significant benefit in social capital. The regions are crying out for more population. You know, we're seeing regional towns and cities unable to fill employment vacancies. They've got ageing populations, young people are moving to the cities. So there are lots of opportunities for migrants and refugees to be settled in the regions.
One of the biggest employers in Bendigo is chicken producer Hazeldean's. General Manager of Marketing at Hazeldean's, Michelle Daniel, says Karen employees make up 120 of the 800-strong workforce.
Essentially, we have a whole range of manufacturing roles that need to be filled with people who are suitable for those roles and willing and able to do the work. We have a lot of local workers as well and a lot of other nationalities working within the business too, but Karen is our biggest migrant group.
This isn't just a short-term boost to the local economy. Given the younger demographic of the Karen population that settled in Bendigo, it's expected the labour force will only continue to grow. And locals believe it's led to a more inclusive and cohesive society. And for Mr. Ong, it's home for life.
I think I will stay as long as I'm alive, so I will stay here to raise a family and to bring up even grandchildren.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.